And let's go to Afghanistan next, where officials believe that a neighboring nation is allowing Taliban fighters to set up bases across the border. Pakistan denies that charge and is threatening to plant minefields along the border to prove it. But all that dispute did not keep the feuding neighbors from moving into the same office space as part of a NATO-led project that many hope will end the fight. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has the story from Kabul.
There isn't much to see in the rooms where Afghanistan and Pakistan plan to coordinate what NATO hopes will be their joint offensive against the Taliban. A few brown tables with Dell desktop computers, a topographical map of Afghanistan and Pakistan on a wall, and what one military officer describes as the best conference table at NATO headquarters here. But NATO officials say it's what will happen in the coming weeks at the new Joint Operations Center that counts. In fact, it's unprecedented. Six Pakistani military officers and six Afghan ones under one roof, simultaneously sharing intelligence information with NATO and each other and launching anti-Taliban operations on Afghan and Pakistani soil. And at the same time, hopefully easing the mistrust between Afghanistan and Pakistan over what each side is really doing when it comes to the Taliban. NATO Brigadier General Richard Nugent.
Therefore, whilst this is not a political organization, this is a military organization, where we can, we will share intelligence to make sure that the insurgents come off worse rather than either side come off worse.
General David Richards heads the NATO-led coalition.
And because of this new institution, we are all very confident that we will continue to keep the Taliban at bay and allow the reconstruction and development that lies at the heart of this country's future to continue to flourish.
Convincing Afghans may not be so easy, however. Virtually everyone here believes Pakistani intelligence is helping the Taliban in its bid to destabilize Afghanistan. Neither Pakistani nor Western protests to the contrary seem to help. Down the street from the heavily fortified NATO compound, computer salesman Mohammed Ahmed says he's surprised Western and Afghan officials would even consider sharing quarters with Pakistan. He worries that they'll give the information to the Taliban.
I don't think it will stop the interference of Pakistan in the affairs of Afghanistan, because from the beginning until now, Pakistan has not been sympathetic to Afghanistan.
A friend, Omid Haydari, agrees.
But we should keep in mind that if they are pressured by the international community, they might finally get convinced to cooperate with the Afghan government in this fight.
Afghan Parliament member Hilaluddin Hilal, who serves on the Defense Committee, says the new Joint Intelligence Center will also ensure the Taliban have no safe place to hide.
What's good about this is whenever they receive intelligence that something is going on at the other side of the border, it will obligate the Pakistanis to take action.
But General Richards dismisses any suggestion that Pakistan needs prodding to help to fight the Taliban. An Afghan Major Mohammed Nadir Safi, one of the center's officers, says he's optimistic their new joint venture will succeed.
If it hadn't been a positive step, we wouldn't have come here. We hope that this is a positive step forward and leads us to a better life.
What his Pakistani counterparts think is unclear. Those officers went quickly into their offices and closed the doors as soon as the ceremony was over. The defense attaché from the Pakistani embassy also declined comment. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.